Researchers at Washington State University found a national backlog of about 250,000 unsolved rapes and homicides, all with DNA evidence that could help identify a suspect. Forensic researcher Michael Gaffney co-authored the report titled This Isn't CSI.
The TV show has left us with the abiding belief that you can take a DNA sample in and either that afternoon or the next morning have the results back. And at the national level, we're really looking at processing times of months rather than weeks and an average delay that goes into a year or better.
Gaffney says most state crime labs have only a few people trained for the testing and in some cases are losing them to private labs that pay better. A lack of testers is one reason Wisconsin has more than 800 DNA samples waiting to be tested. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager has asked the legislature for money to hire 4 more, but she says she's worried about a new bill that would give testing priority to prisoners trying to prove their innocence.
Looking at a case where a jury has already adjudicated somebody guilty 20 or 30 years ago, it seems to us as though the most immediate need is to look at that case that's at hand where we have somebody who's out there on the loose.
The Wisconsin Innocence Project is backing the bill. The bill's author, Republican Mark Gundrum, says there's good reason to move such tests to the head of the line.
Because if you have situations where DNA tests prove conclusively whether this was or was not the person, if it shows that it wasn't the person, then you have an innocent person sitting in prison wrongfully for much longer than necessary, and the taxpayer's paying for that.
But the Attorney General says protecting public safety should be the number one criteria for deciding which DNA test gets done first. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.